from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Let's start with news about a visitor to our state. President Trump arrived in California yesterday for his fourth visit as president. He attended fundraisers in both Palo Alto and Beverly Hills, and later today he heads to San Diego for another fundraiser. Of course, by coming to California, Trump is visiting a state where he, his policies, and his administration are toxic to many. There were protests yesterday in San Francisco, Beverly Hills, and downtown L.A. that underscored that. I spoke with KQED's senior politics and government editor Scott Schaefer about why Trump would even come to California, arguably the bluest of blue states.
In a word, money, Saul. There's a lot of money here from donors. California is got 40 million people and some very, very wealthy people with Silicon Valley and the entertainment industry. And, you know, while the voters clearly rejected President Trump in 2016, he did win 25 counties out of the 58 in California. And there are plenty of people who are very happy with his tax policies, his immigration policies, some of the America First rhetoric. So they're more than happy to put money down to show their support.
The president's visit comes as he and his administration focus increasingly on homelessness in California. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One yesterday, quote, "We can't let Los Angeles, San Francisco, and numerous other cities destroy themselves by allowing what's happening." There have been reports that the Trump administration might be looking at using federal facilities to house people living on the streets. That's been met by skepticism from people like Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. But KQED's Scott Schaefer says focusing on homelessness in California might be good politics for Trump.
Well, you know, California has a big Achilles heel on this because it is very expensive to live here. Housing costs are through the roof. There are a lot of environmental regulations. Democrats, including Jerry Brown, complain about that. It does derail projects for homelessness and for housing. We see that in San Francisco and in other places. And so it's an easy target because there is more than a grain of truth to it. And for a very conservative Republican president running against a completely Democratic-run state and the policies that he sees as contributing to the problems here makes a lot of sense politically.
But I wondered what actual homeless people think about the president's attention. So I went to L.A. Skid Row yesterday and talked to folks.
Come down to L.A. if you want to make a difference, do a change.
Come here to Skid Row.
Skid Row, downtown L.A. Come here to work with us. I mean, we ain't nothing but black African-American, Hispanics, white people. It's a melting pot of people down here that is homeless, that need help, and not no damn criticism.
Do you think he cares about you?
Hell no. Let him stay in one of your Trump towers, you know. See how that'll work.
What do you think about the idea of Trump actually really caring about doing something about homeless?
That ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. He just come here to get a look at it, for his can get over the get on TV and talk about us.
I think he's on a helicopter.
What do you think about it?
I don't think he's coming back this way to look nowhere near here. He's not going to come nowhere near here. Beverly Hills don't have homeless people.
There's one idea that, and who knows if this would happen, but there's one idea that they would move people or offer to move people from like Skid Row to like federal land or property. What do you think?
That's bullshit. There's no federal land around here that any of us would want to even go to.
That was Deborah Johnson, Symbos Washington, and George Hernandez, who all live on the streets of L.A. Skid Row. Another point of conflict between Trump and California, the air we breathe. For roughly 50 years, California has led the nation in setting tougher tailpipe emission standards. But today, the Trump administration is expected to announce plans to revoke the state's authority to reduce auto pollution, granted under the Clean Air Act. KQED's Peter Arcuni has more.
Granada rated 30 miles per gallon for the highway, 22 for the city. The closer you look, the better we look at your Ford dealer.
That's a commercial for the 1976 Ford Granada. Since the 70s, California has been able to set its own auto pollution laws, getting special permission or waivers from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to clean up terrible pollution in cities like Los Angeles. This controversy centers around a waiver granted to California in 2013 to reduce greenhouse gases produced by cars and trucks. The federal government wants to revoke it. The Obama administration worked to align California and federal standards with a goal of reaching 50 miles per gallon by 2025. But the Trump administration wants to set the standard at 37 miles per gallon nationwide. Jeff Alston was an engineer at the U.S. EPA Vehicle Pollution Lab for 40 years.
To massively roll back the standards at a time when, you know, when the real world impacts of climate change are more and more apparent, and then taking away the state of California's authority, which has worked so well over the last 50 years, to me is just a disgrace.
Legal experts say the battle over who controls emission standards will likely play out in court. California Attorney General Javier Becerra has already said the state plans to take legal action against the federal government if the greenhouse gas waiver is revoked. For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni.
We're going to stay on the topic of cars, but not the gas-guzzling kind. There's good news and bad news when it comes to electric vehicles in California. The good news? Recent numbers out show EV sales in the state rose more than 60% in the first half of this year. The bad news? Electric vehicles still account for only a fraction of the total number of cars on the road. To check in about the state of electric vehicles in California, I caught up with Joel Levin. He is the executive director of Plug In America, a group that promotes electric cars. We spoke at an EV event here in LA.
Remind us about where we stand now in California in terms of the total number of EVs, electric vehicles, out there on the streets and highways and freeways.
So there's around 600,000 electric vehicles on the streets of California right now, which is a big jump from essentially zero back in 2011 when the new modern generation of EVs first started to be produced. It's around 8% of new car sales in California and growing pretty steadily. So it's definitely picking up here. And California is by far the leader. About half of all EVs sold in the country are sold here in California.
And in terms of looking ahead the next 5-10 years, where do you think those numbers could go or should go or will go?
So the governor has a goal to have 5 million electric cars on the road by 2030, which is a big increase from where we are today, but we think that it's very achievable. And the mayor of Los Angeles has a goal to have 25% of all cars on the streets of LA by 2025 be electric, which is also a very ambitious goal. So California has some big plans.
2025 and 2030 aren't that far off, you know? I mean, they're just around the corner. Can we get anywhere close to those goals?
Yeah, I think those are achievable. And what's really interesting is that the manufacturers are really doubling down. They're doing a tremendous amount of R&D and development on EVs. 2020 is supposed to be a very exciting year. Pretty much all the manufacturers are coming out with a whole range of new vehicles. So there's a lot of great models that are out now. And I think 2020, you're going to see all kinds of stuff. There's going to be a big new selection of cars coming to market in the next 12 months or so.
When it comes to the wider adoption of electric vehicles, we always hear about two things: range anxiety, that the cars just don't go as far as people want them to go, and cost, and that these vehicles tend to be pricier or much pricier still than conventionally fueled vehicles. If you had a magic wand and could eliminate one of those issues, which one would it be? Range or price?
It would be great to eliminate range as a problem, because it really is the only big problem with EVs. We'd like to see EVs get up to the range of a typical gas car, which is, you know, 350, 400 miles. And I think we will be there in a few years, but I want to get there now.
Joel Levin of Plug In America, thanks so much.
It is my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering insight-driven advice and wealth management tools, and now Personal Capital Cash. Introducing a new high-yield account, Personal Capital Cash, FDIC insured. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. And the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org.
And that's it. That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez, and wherever you are in this state, have a great day.